Amen. Thank you, Robin. Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you this morning. And we had a good evening together last night. And I must avoid this because I fell up it. Most people would fall down it. I fell up it. And so we'll avoid that. Well, my name is Michael. I'm originally from the Rhondda Valley in South Wales. I am not from a Christian home. But at 3 years of age, my parents sent me to Sunday school. And I'm really glad they did. They sent me not because they wanted me to have an education in the scriptures. They sent me because they wanted a bit of peace and quiet on a Sunday afternoon. But whatever reason they sent me, I'm glad they sent me. In Sunday school, I heard the wonderful stories of Jesus. And not only heard the stories of Jesus, I felt his love. I was 8 years of age when I prayed a very simple prayer on a Monday evening in a kids' club to give my life to Jesus. And I ratified that decision when I was 14 years of age, and I've known him and loved him all that time. I'm now 50. I just had my 50th birthday a few weeks ago. I can see some of you looking very shocked. You didn't think I was that old. I know that. Some of you thought I was a lot older, and there we go. But I'm married to Jill. We've been married almost 26 years. Oh, no, it is 26 years. May the 5th, 26 years. And we have two sons. Reese is 20. He's a missionary just on the outskirts of Nottingham. And then the Lord, almost 9 years ago, sent me back to Wales. And I currently lead the church in Swansea, City Church, Swansea. It's a great joy to be with you. This is my second time here. The first time I came, we were in the building over there. And we had a good time. And last night was a great night. I walked into the building and there was a lovely sense of walking into something of the atmosphere of heaven. And it really was great. And God was present. And we know he's here this morning. And I just want to pray, Father, that our awareness of your presence will just increase and intensify in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I mentioned last night two words that I felt would be an outcome from this 24-hour house of praise and prayer and worship, and that would be a lift and a shift. Whenever we did something like this in our church in Long Eaton, we always saw a shifting and a lifting, and I really felt that for you guys here. But along with that, there are three other words that I want to leave with you, three words that I bring that I believe are God's agenda for this house and also God's agenda for your life. Three words. And the three words are this: breakout, breakthrough, and blessing. Would you say it with me? Breakout. Oh, I know some of you are tired, but we've got to do better than that. Breakout. Breakthrough. And blessing. Now, we started well, but you wore out. Let's try it again. Breakout. Breakthrough. And blessing. Amen. Three things God wants us to know and wants to bring in an increasing measure into the heart of the house and into your heart and your life. Well, I want to start with number one, a breakout. A breakout. Very much on God's agenda. And I really feel, as I was coming here, that the breaking out is a breaking out of a particular thing. And that particular thing is limitation. A breaking out of limitation. And the verse that has been on my mind is from the book of Job. Job 36 and verse 16. It's a particular favorite of mine. It's been a great blessing in my life. And it says in Job 36 verse 16 that he is wooing you from the jaws of distress into a spacious place free from restriction, expressing something of God's heart to bring his people out, how he woos, how he draws, and wants us out of restriction and brought into a place where there is no limitation, into a spacious place, free from containment, free from limitation. Do you know, all of us live with certain limitations. We live with the limitations of age. We live within the limitations of ability. We live within the limitations of health. We live within the limitations of our own resources. And these are limitations that we can do little or nothing about. However, there are limitations that are upon our lives that we can do something about. And those limitations are the limitations that are imposed by the devil, the limitations that are imposed by others, and the limitations that we impose upon ourselves. The devil, others, and self. You know, we have an enemy whose goal is to box us in. Whose goal is to bring a containing, a confining, and a limiting. And he tries to put those limitations on our lives because he is acutely aware of what is possible for us as the people of God. He knows how high we can go. He knows how far we can go. He knows what we are capable of because of Jesus. And because of that, he tries his utmost to contain and confine and to limit. And you know, the sad thing is, in so many cases, he succeeds. I see so many Christians who are boxed in, contained, confined, and limited. And even in this room this morning, I don't know you, but there will be people in this room, and you are living under the limitations that the enemy has put upon your life. But I also know it's God's heart, it's God's desire to cause us to break out of those limitations. The limitations imposed by the enemy. Then there are the limitations that are imposed by others. And you know what? All of us have had other people speaking over our lives. And whether we realize it or not, some of those words have limited us. They've contained us, they've confined us, they've boxed us in. People have said, you can't do it, you'll never do it, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never achieve anything, you'll never do that, you'll never be that. You don't need to put your hands up, but many of us will have heard those words. Many of us, I trust we've never spoken those words, but many of us will have heard those words. And so many, many people have been limited by the words of others, by the attitude of others, by the action of others. But you know what, friends? It really isn't what others say. It's what God says. And I don't care what others have said. We're going to break out of that. It's what God says. And I want to tell you, God has got something different to say. God has got a different word to speak over your life. And some of you have lived under the limitations of others for long enough. It's time to break out. And I believe this morning there is going to be a breaking out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy comes and he limits. Other people come and they put limitations. But I think one of the saddest things of all is when we set our own limitations. We self-limit. And never mind other people saying, you will never do that. We say to ourselves, I could never do that. I could never be that. I could never go there and do that. Well, friends, can I say something this morning? It's time to change our confession. It's time to change our confession. And you know what? A change of confession comes through revelation. And I'm speaking about a revelation that comes from the Word of God. I no longer say I can't, because I have had a revelation from the Scripture that has shown me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I no longer say that I am defeated because I have had a revelation from the scripture that tells me that I am more than a conqueror through Christ. There's a revelation that brings a change of confession. And the change of confession, that understanding and what we say, removes those limits from our lives. I can't, I can. Because God's word says, I can. In Psalm 16 and verse 16, it speaks about boundary lines. And the psalmist, looking at his life, says these words, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." The boundary lines, the limits of his life. And he says, they have fallen for me in pleasant places. And I tell you this, I believe it is God's heart and God's desire that the boundary lines for us also fall in pleasant places. I also believe it is God's heart for us to know and enjoy a delightful inheritance. That was a good place for an amen. Amen. And folks, when it comes to inheritance, you know, inheritance comes when someone dies. And we know as believers that when we die, we are going to step into an inheritance. But I want to tell you as believers, because Jesus has died, we've already stepped into an inheritance. A delightful inheritance. And the boundary lines are falling in pleasant places. That means no limitations. No limitations. It's time, friends, I really do believe, for a breaking out. A breaking out. And I bring that word for you as a church. A breaking out. But also for you in your own life, a breaking out of every limitation. I'm going to pray into that later, and I really do believe God is going to do something through the declaration of that word. Can we say it again? Break out!
Break out!
Turn to the person next to you, wake them up, break out!
Break out!
That's good. Number two is breakthrough. You know, it's one thing to break out of something. It's one thing to break free from something. But it's another thing to break into, to know that breaking through. And we know from the scriptures that God's heart is not only to bring us out of something, but it is God's heart and God's desire to take us into something. He brings us out to take us in. He breaks us out to cause us to break through into something else. And I think one of the greatest examples of this in the scripture is God's dealing with the Israelites. They were captives in Egypt. There was a limitation. They were contained. God said, "I'm going to deliver you." There was a breaking out. But not only did they experience a breaking out, they experienced a breaking through, because God took them out of their captivity and he brought them into freedom. He brought them out of the limitation and he brought them into that land of promise. He took them into their inheritance that we have just referenced a few moments ago. Deuteronomy 6 verse 23 reads like this, "But he brought us out from there to bring us in." There's a real sense of purpose there. He brought us out to bring us in. And friends, for you, thank God, God has brought you out to bring you in. Brought you out to bring you in. I want to encourage you today. He's brought you out to bring you in. And that's his heart. And that leads us nicely into this breakthrough. You know, in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 20, there's a battle going on, and David is fighting with the Philistines. And we read in this verse that he attacked the Philistines and he defeated them. And David's statement following the battle is this: "I watched the Lord break through my enemies like a mighty flood. So he named the place Baal Perazim. And Baal Perazim means the Lord who breaks through. The Lord breaks through. The Lord who brings the breakthrough. There was no way. He makes a way. The bringing out, the taking in. The Lord who brings the breakthrough. And friends, we rejoice today that our God is a God who brings breakthrough into situations and circumstances that have been locked up, in things where there seems to be no way. God brings the breakthrough. And he also causes us, he's the God who causes us to have and enjoy and experience those breakthroughs in our lives. And, you know, just as God brought David through the opposition of the enemy, just as God caused him to break through the enemy opposition and brought him into a place of victory, I really do believe it is the heart of God to cause us similarly to break through the opposition of the enemy and to come into a place of victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? For some of you in this room today, that's exactly what you need. Exactly what you need. A breakthrough that brings you into a place of victory. There are struggles. There are strivings. There are issues. You know about them. I don't need to name them. You need a breakthrough. And I believe the God who brought that breakthrough for David is the same God who's present here today who can bring that breakthrough for us. Can bring that breakthrough for you. And I want to encourage you, I do believe as a church, with regards to this town, that there are lots of breakthroughs. Lots of breakthroughs that God has ordained for you. Thank you, Lord. For many of us, as believers, as we have walked with the Lord, over the years in our lives, we will have seen and experienced those times of breakthrough in different areas of our lives. And even as a church, I'm sure you can look back over your history and see times where there was a breakthrough. Financial breakthroughs, breakthroughs in healing and in all sorts of different areas, even in our own personal lives, things that were holding us, there was a breakthrough. And we came out of something and we stepped into something better, something glorious, something incredible. And I really felt in bringing these words that I really feel were for you here, that as a church, there is this season coming where there will be a real breakthrough in salvation, and particularly in household salvation. You know, I thank God my wife and my sons are knowing and loving and serving the Lord, but my parents aren't. I'm still believing for my parents. Household salvation. Some of you are believing for family members. Friends, there's a breakthrough in salvation. I believe it in Jesus' name. I also believe, Robin, for a breakthrough in healing. And last night, as we just shared together in the presence of the Lord, God began to do something. There were touches. There are stories that are going to come out, particularly with knees and that diverticulitis. Something's going to happen there. God doesn't waste words. Something's going to happen. And as you share those stories, it'll release faith. It'll release the power, and we will see people healed. But there is a breaking free into healing. And I also felt about a releasing from addiction. And I don't know if that's a big issue in this area, but certainly in the city of Swansea, we have a very large drug problem. But I really feel for a releasing of people from addiction. And also, lastly, the thing I felt was a breakthrough in finance, the finances of the house, but also in individual finances. Anybody feel as if they could do with a little bit more? Anybody like a bit more? Well, I think we all would like a little bit more, but there are some of you in this room and you need a bit more. There's a difference, isn't there? Some of you need a bit more. And we're going to pray for these breakthroughs, particularly in finance as well, for your life. I know in this room there are people, you need a breakthrough for your family, in your circumstances, in your situation, for your own journey of faith with the Lord. You need a bit of a breakthrough. We were talking last night briefly about how in life we can sometimes get stuck on a certain level. We can get stuck at a certain place, and how God loves to get people unstuck. I've been limited, I've been contained, I've been confined, I've been restricted, but I'm sensing God wants me to break out. Where do I go once I've broken out? Well, I'm going to break through into the next level. I'm going to break through into his promises, into his provision, into his supply. I'm going to break through. And I believe there are lots and lots of breakthroughs that God wants you as a church to have and enjoy and experience. And lots of breakthroughs that God is wanting to bring into your individual life. You know, there are incredible things that God has planned and God has prepared and God has purposed, God has promised. And we want to break through into those things. I encourage you, take his hand, walk with him, follow him, and move into all that. So today I decree in the name of Jesus, there will be breakthrough in Jesus' name. Anybody want it? And let's say an amen together. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. And so there is a breaking out. There is a breaking through. And the third and final thing that I want to leave with you today is blessing. Can we say it together? Blessing. 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 Breakout. Breakthrough. And blessing. I'd like to read a few verses, if I may, please, from Psalm 67. It's a great psalm, and you can turn to it or you can listen to it as it is read. But in Psalm 67, it says this: May the Lord be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known upon earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and you guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest. And God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us. And all the ends of the earth will fear him. Robin, you referenced the harvest. There is a harvest. The land will yield its harvest. I've got no doubt about that. You know, you've moved into this place, and this is a great place, but it's already too small, Robin. It's already too small for the harvest, for what's coming in. The land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. There's incredible confidence here in the psalmist. God, our God, will bless us. And I want to say, friends, you and I can have a similar confidence as the psalmist. God, our God, will bless us. And he will bless us because he is a God who loves to bless. God loves to bless. Do you know what? I'm so accident prone. We falling last night, knocking everything down. I better stay away from everything. God loves to bless. You don't have to twist his arm to bless you. You don't have to bribe him to bless you. God loves to bless. I've already told you I got two sons. And I love to do good to my sons. They don't have to bribe me, blackmail me, twist my arm. Dad, can I have? I don't always say yes. But more often than not, I do. If it's not going to harm them, then they can have it. They can have it. God loves to bless. And I believe it's in his heart to bless this house in an even greater measure. And it is in his heart to bless us as his people in an even greater measure. God, our God, will bless us. There is blessing. There is blessing. There is blessing. You know, my confidence in God blessing us is based on the scripture. Because over and over and over again in the scripture, you just see God blessing his people. Despite their behavior, despite their rebellion, despite their rejection of him and his ways, God still blessed them. And if you look back over your life, you will see that despite your rebellion and your rejection of him and his ways and his plans and his purposes, despite your reactions and your responses, he's blessed you. Certainly true in my life. God loves to bless. He loves to pour out his blessing. We see it in the scripture. So many of us have experienced it in our own lives. And you know, as I stand before you today, I just acknowledge the blessing of God. I am blessed. I am blessed. I tell you what, I am blessed beyond anything I ever could deserve. I'm blessed beyond measure. I've got this most incredible wife. 26 years she's been with me. God love her. She'd have had less for murder, but still, it's another story. I've two incredible sons. Oh, I'm blessed. I have a house to live in. I have a car to drive. I serve him in one of the greatest cities there is in the United Kingdom, Swansea. We've got it all. I tell you, our beaches are incredible. Come and visit us. You'd be very welcome. So blessed. And you know what? I think if you would look at your life as a believer, you'll also see that you're blessed. You're blessed. You may not have everything you want, but you're blessed. And you know, being blessed doesn't mean that things are never tough. Being blessed doesn't mean that we get everything we want, that there are no obstacles or troubles, there's no sadness, no disappointments. I've had my share of sadness and disappointments, but I tell you this, in it all, I know I am blessed. I think if you would look honestly at your life, you too know that you are blessed. But I want to tell you, friends, there's more. You know, one of the great things with God is this: there's always more. There's always more. There's always more. There's always more. And I just feel for this house and for you here today that there is more. There's more. There's more. Wake the person up next to you. Tell them there's more. There's more. There's more. Hallelujah. Oh, we are blessed. However, may I say on this thing of blessing that though God's heart is to bless and he loves to release his blessing, we do know in the scripture that there is a key to releasing the blessing of God. And we read in Deuteronomy 28, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow his commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations on the earth, and all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And he goes on to say, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, the crops of your land and the young of your livestock. The calves of your herds and the lamb of your flocks, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. How about that? The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you. Those are great verses. But there is a key. There's a key, and the key to unlocking all that blessing was obedience. 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 Whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. It's the pathway to blessing. Robin, whatever he says to you as a church, do it, because it's the pathway to blessing. No matter how crazy, no matter how ridiculous, do it. Because it's the pathway to blessing. In your own heart, in your own life, whatever he says to you, do it. It's the key to unlocking the blessing. You know, one of the things we know about the blessing of the Lord, we are told in the scriptures that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. And friends, when we speak about the blessing of the Lord making us rich, we're not talking about pounds and pence, or, although the blessing of the Lord can bring a financial prosperity into our lives. And please don't be anxious, I'm not a prosperity teacher. I don't believe in all that. But there is a prospering that comes under the hand of the blessing of the Lord. But it's not just in pounds and pence. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich in things that money cannot buy. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich in peace. There is a peace that passes all understanding that comes as a blessing from the Lord. The joy, that hope, that certainty, that assurance, that confidence. There is stuff that money cannot buy, but the blessing of the Lord brings and releases into our lives. The blessing of the Lord. Now I want to pray that you will be rich in the blessing of the Lord. That people will look at this house and people will look at you and they'll see the blessing of the Lord. You know, the blessing of the Lord sets us apart. People will look and see, and there is an incredible difference. And I want to encourage you as a church, and I want to encourage you as an individual to go after the blessing of the Lord. Why? So that you can stand there and say to people, look how blessed we are, look how blessed I am. No, not at all. Absolutely not. God forbid that we ever do that. I want to encourage you as a church to go after the blessing, and you as an individual to go after the blessing of the Lord, because this reason, we are blessed to be a blessing. And the more blessing we receive, the more we can be a blessing. The more it flows in, the more it can flow out. Redditch needs a church that will bless, the town, that will be a blessing. And the only way we can be a blessing is if we are blessed. And so we're after the blessing. God, we want your blessing. God, we want your blessing. We want more of your blessing. And he gives you more. And you say, Lord, we want even more. We want even more. Why? Because we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing. You can't give out what you haven't got. You can't give out what you haven't got. And so there we are, three words. But I hope they aren't any old words. I hope they are key words. Significant words, prophetic words that echo something of the heartbeat of God for this house and for you as an individual. That there will be a breaking out, that there will be a breaking through, and that there will be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. That's it. I don't know how long Robin goes on for. But that's it. That's it. What we're going to do now, I'd like to pray, if that's all right. And I want to ask the Lord to do what he said. For you as a church and in your own individual hearts and lives. So can we pause for a moment? It might help to close our eyes. It might help to keep them open, whatever feels comfortable with you. Father, I want to thank you for this house. Jesus, you declared, I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And we recognize that you are building your church. We're mindful that this house is only a part of that which you are building in this locality for the glory of your name. But nevertheless, Father, we recognize that this house has a significant part to play in your plans and your purposes for this area. Father, I pray this morning that this house will be a place where there is no limitation, no restriction, no containing, no confining in the name of Jesus. That as a church, there will always be that breaking out in the name of Jesus. No limits. I speak it over this house. No limits in the name of Jesus. And when the enemy seeks to come and hem you in, we declare today in the name of Jesus, it shall not happen. It shall not happen. I decree and declare over this house that it shall not happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. An ongoing breaking out. And Lord, I pray for this house that there will be that breaking through into everything that you have prepared and planned and purposed and promised. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the leadership of this house, that they will be sensitive to your leading and guiding, that you will take them by the hand and cause them to break through into everything, everything that you have for them. And I also pray, God, upon this house, incredible blessing, blessing beyond measure. God, our God, will bless us. Lord, bless this house. Bless this house. Bless this house. Bless this house. And you know what, friends? There is an attraction on the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord is attractive. It attracts. And I believe as the blessing of the Lord rests upon this house, that men and women will be attracted to the house. And they will come and they will take their place and they will play their part. Lord, let your blessing rest upon this house. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now then, friends, can we move on for a moment? And I want to spend a moment, if that's okay, just praying with some folks today. Thank you, Lord. We talked about limitations. The limitations that the enemy has set, that others have set, and that you yourself have set. Friends, I really do believe today that this is a day for you to break out. This is a day for you to break out from those limitations. And I don't want to embarrass anybody in the room, but I do want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. And friend, I want to ask you, please, not for me, but for you. If that's you, You're conscious. I've been living under those limitations. And I really do want a breakout. And I want to agree with you for a breaking out today in the name of Jesus. I wonder, please, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If that's you and you know God has spoken to you, would you stand, please? I'm not going to call you out. I don't want to embarrass you any further. But I do want to stand with you and pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wonder if our keyboard player could come. Would you just play and minister to the Lord and minister to us? Those of you who are standing, you are not responding to my words, but you are responding to His word. And His word brings light. His word brings life. And I believe this morning for a releasing of life into your heart today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand with my friends and I thank you for their courage this morning in standing in your presence. Father, I ask today that every limitation will be lifted off their lives in the name of Jesus. I speak today, limits off in the name of Jesus. I take that limit off in the name of Jesus. There is a breaking out. I declare the limits are off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.